Are you ready for a second cup of the morning, Glenn? Here's David and Brenda.
David, it's already starting to heat up faster than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I looked at a quick calendar and kind of counted up from all of the reported days of heat. It looks like we're right around 21, maybe 22 days of 90-degree or warmer temperatures.
Yeah, that seems about right.
A lot. And so it looks like, this week we'll tick up a couple of more. And then, you know, by the first week of September, the likelihood that we'll see any more 90-degree days starts to get a little bit slimmer.
Yeah.
Less in between.
No doubt.
At least up around here.
Right.
Kids are going back to school. I was so excited. I thought after Labor Day, my kid, high schooler, heading back. Yeah, the 30th next week.
Yeah.
He's back to school.
I know. I think a number of schools that way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, a number of our Catholic schools are heading back, and some of our Catholic schools started by orders. And some of our Catholic colleges, definitely our high schools, you know, we'll see some of these people on their campuses walking around. So I thought we'd go to school for a little bit, David, remind ourselves the habits that these people wear.
Okay.
And who founded them.
Nice.
All right. So we'll talk about the first one. You'll see them wearing brown robes.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, that's the sign of the Franciscans.
Okay.
So, David, who's the saint that founded the Franciscans?
I'm going to say St. Francis.
Yeah, Francis of Assisi.
Yeah.
They wear brown, the mm-hmm. capuchins, sometimes even gray or black for the conventual Franciscans. But they have some big saints who were Franciscans, mm-hmm. a lot to follow. St. Anthony of Padua.
Yeah.
St. Bonaventure.
Yep.
St. Clare, who was a friend of St. Francis himself. Padre Pio was a Franciscan, and Maximilian Kolbe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they live the gospel, they follow Christ, and they offer their lives in poverty. They own nothing.
Right.
Even Pope Francis, who himself was a Society of Jesus, a mm-hmm. Jesuit, mm-hmm. chose Francis to remember the poor.
That's right.
So that is an excellent. Well, you know, speaking of Pope Francis, his order.
The Jesuits.
Yep. What's their habit? What did the Jesuit habit look like?
Yeah, that is a good question. I'm not sure.
You know why?
Why?
They don't have one.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
there
they
you
don't
go.
Wear a special habit or uniform. Jesuits typically look like other priests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the founder of the Jesuits?
St. Ignatius
of Loyola.
There you go.
And then some that they call their own, St. Francis Xavier. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you go to a Catholic university in Spokane, Gonzaga. Aloysius Gonzaga.
That's
I like
right.
that name, Aloysius.
Yeah. In fact, daughters went to Jesuit here in town, and I think they start next Tuesday as well on the 30th.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think they're back in school then.
Excellent. So let's kind of keep going through here. Now, this group, I know better because my daughter goes to Benedictine University. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit more familiar with them. They wear black habits.
Mm-hmm.
They wear black. And they are founded, their founder is Saint Benedict of Nursia.
Okay.
The Benedictines also down at Mount Angel.
Sure.
Those
absolutely.
Are the wonderful Benedict. And remember their motto because all the monks, when they come, they talk about their motto is such a part of their life. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah. Gosh. Doesn't come to me right now, but I'm familiar with it.
Ora et labora.
Right.
Prayer and work, or pray and work. That's mm-hmm. all a part of who they are. And their notable saints, Saint Scholastica, that's an obvious choice because that was Saint Benedict's sister.
Right.
I think his twin, even. I think they were twins.
Okay.
And Saint Gregory the Great.
There you go.
All right. Kind of moving down the list here. I found this, in fact, at Alitea.org. So mm-hmm. they have more. I'm missing some of the good ones, like the Salesians.
Mm.
That's kind of a neat one, too.
Yeah.
But, of course, we know right here at Holy Rosary, they are an order of?
The Dominicans.
Now, they're, you know, like SJ, Society of Jesus, mm-hmm. refers to the Jesuits. Dominicans have OP
right.
as their initials. That stands for the Order of Preachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are Saint Dominican, and they're a mendicant religious order. That means that they also are what they have is because people give.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't have anything. In fact, when Father Gabriel, who before he left to Salt Lake City, I got a chance to talk with him. I'm like, "Well, you're getting your car packed up," and he said, "I don't have a car."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, how do you get up here?" He goes, "Well, that belongs to the order."
Ah.
He says he doesn't actually have anything to own. So. Those are all of them. And then let's see here. Lastly, here's a beautiful one for women.
Mm-hmm.
They wear brown robes and typically a black veil mm-hmm. or cover of their head. Those are the Carmelites.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, those are beautiful. And some of those notable saints are Saint Teresa of Avila,
mm-hmm.
John of the Cross, Therese of Lisieux.
Oh, yeah.
Even Saint Edith Stein. They are all Carmelites. And I know many people who are also lay order Carmelites too. That
right.
there are groups that come together and that they enter in as lay people. Mm-hmm. So
they have a location in Eugene, I believe, the Carmelites.
Really?
Yes, I think I'm correct when I say that. I may be wrong. Send your cards and letters to Brenda if
okay,
I'm correct.
Because I brought this up.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyways, as kids go back to school, it's a great article at CatholicLink.org, and you can look through all of them. That also talks about the Augustinians and the Missionaries of Charity. So have your kids look at those with you because, yeah, you are going to recognize all of their habits for sure. We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.